and you're listening to the Bong Brothers. Wake and Bake on Pot 107 WHIRX.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Wake Bong. It's Bake Bong. Happy 420.
Hey, man.
I guess if you're going to have 420, Monday's the best day to do it, because what day do you need 420 more than on a Monday?
It's perfect. It all works out. Hey, I got a message for the stoners out there. You dirty hippies, you dirty dopers, your festival feet, corduroy wearing, hacky sack hacking, man bun wearing stoners out there. Remember one thing. Remember one thing today. Jesus is watching. Jesus is watching.
Why are you bringing everyone's buzz down, man?
And he wants to give you a tip.
What's Jesus' tip on 420?
Put ice in the bong before you make breakfast this morning.
You know, that reminds me, dude. I remember way back in the day, our one buddy made a bong out of these two Pizza Hut cups, right? So, like, he literally, mm-hmm. he melted them together, made a bong, and he called it Billy Bong. And, dude, it was the most haphazard.
Billy Bong.
Like, yeah, we called it Billy Bong. It's exactly what you'd expect a high school kid to make, right? You basically, they're the most ingenious things ever created by stoners in need of smoking. That's what happens.
If you took the creativity that some of these kids, or it was too, I guess, back in the day, that you put into making a bong as a child for the first time, if you just put that effort into some classwork,
into life,
my God, we'd be dancing on Mars right now.
We would have
some of the
disco techs. We'd be growing weed on Mars right now if we just spent half the time that we spent on trying to find ways to smoke when there's not a pipe or anything. Oh my God.
We had friends that would go to Lowe's. We had gas masks and buckets and any kind of piece of hardware. Two-story bongs I've seen at college houses before. Good Lord.
Friends
the
making
engineering
pipes.
Behind this.
Friends making pipes in shop class.
Yeah.
See, that, so many times, like, making, like, those one-hitters. Like, you always had that group that's like, oh, yeah, they're in shop class. They should be nowhere near any of the equipment, but they're making just pipes for everybody. You had that one friend in ceramics class making a bong or something out of the.
Yeah, I'm gonna take this socket home, man, from shop class and make a perfect little piece.
Yeah,
the ceramic art class too. Yeah, you put something in the kiln. You know, a pipe was coming out of there.
Exactly.
One of the kids made a pipe.
And you had to disguise it to make it not look like a pipe so the teacher wouldn't give you a zero, and then you'd end up in the principal's office for making paraphernalia in ceramics class.
Oh, it was like a pipe with feet on it. You know, you'd put feet on it or something, make it look like a.
Do you ever have that friend that always had tin foil on them, just aluminum foil, just in case, so you could do where you wrap it around your finger, and then you just kind of tighten it up in one spot and make the little bowl?
Yeah, there you go. You kink it at one end, just kink it. You know, or is you always had an apple on him too? Tin foil and an apple.
Pop can, do the old pop can trick.
The pop can trick.
You just gotta press it down. The problem with the aluminum foil, going back to that, is you always had that one friend that would grab it aggressively and bend it, and you're like, oh, man. Come on, man,
you messed it up, man.
The ingenuity.
You put too many holes in it.
The ingenuity of stoners who need to smoke far surpasses anything that NASA had trying to send people to the moon. Oh, my God.
The creativity is phenomenal.
Yeah. We all turn into Stephen Hawking's of making stuff to smoke out of.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's like Stephen Hawking / Bob Vila. You know?
Welcome to my old bong. Hi, I'm Bob Vila, and welcome to My Old Bong. All right, let's get to it. We got to do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
I don't even need to look this one up. I got it right away, so I'm going to do the sponsor. We're going to get right to it. Your dumb vocabulary for today, as always, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, motorcycle, boat, renter insurance, if you got, if you're a contractor, he's going to get you covered. At this point, Chris just wants to make sure that you're feeling safe and secure. Email him, call him. What are you laughing at? What? What?
If you passed out with a joint in your hand and burned your house down.
Don't do that, for God's sake.
Don't do that.
But Chris will have you covered if you need to. So give him a call. Shoot him an email. Chris. Your dumb vocabulary for today, stoner boner.
Stoner boner.
Stoner boner.
It's when it gets really high, man. Come on. You get that extra half inch.
It's happening.
I don't know. Is it what would they call those? I don't even know if I could say this on the air. You crush up a Viagra. No, I can't say it. I don't think I could say that.
You're overthinking it, man. You're overthinking it. Stoner boner. Go ahead.
You get a boner.
No. It's more of a hyperbole. No, what's it? It's a.
I'm too stoned. That's too big of a
euphemism.
Word, man. It's still too big.
It's how you describe when you get excited about getting ready to smoke weed. You got a stoner boner, man. Oh, okay. It's 4:20. I had the biggest stoner boner right now, man.
Here we go. Got a total stoner boner
As a bong broner, bong broner.
You are stoned, aren't you?
I might be. I think I got a second hand from all the haze in the sky right now. Now, as a bong brother, I had a stoner boner before doing the show today. Because I was all excited about the bong brothers returning. And
in the crystals, man. And the buds and the hairs, man.
I got a stoner boner, orange. Man. This has been the worst.